Blog Talk Radio.
Be going live in a few minutes. I want to get on here to personally tell those who may be listening online, Happy Mother's Day. Thank y'all so much for being a great supporter. Thank y'all for y'all listening ears and everything y'all have given me in this ministry throughout the years. I so much appreciate it. I thank God for you all, and I want y'all to know that it's not going unnoticed. So I want to take the time just to tell you all, just in case those who may be listening, this is right now. I'm online on the audio, and I wanted to make sure I got on here to tell y'all publicly, thank y'all so much. Thank y'all so much for y'all support and y'all love. We get ready to go online for the rest of the viewers and listeners, but I want to come on here to tell y'all thank y'all so much. And so we're about to go live in, I believe, about 15 seconds. So I hope and pray that you all had a great day. And I want y'all to know that there's nothing too hard for God. All things are possible through Him. So we're about to go on. About to go on live in a second. Alrighty. Alright, there we go. Good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome to Reconnect My Heart Podcast, the show that we talk about life's problems that may break or tear a heart's apart. On Reconnect My Heart, excuse me, on Reconnect My Heart, we discuss God's answers life's problems to reconnect our hearts back to the way He originally made us. I'm your host, Brother Prater. I'm so glad you're able to join us. If you have any questions, comments, if you just want to listen to the show, feel free to call me at 516-453-9118. That's 516-453-9118. Also, for those who are on a podcast outlet, just click on Reconnect My Heart Podcast or put it on a search engine, Reconnect My Heart Podcast, and we're on just about all of the podcast platforms, and thank God for that. Also, if you want to see the video version of Reconnect My Heart, you can go to ReconnectMyHeartPodcast.com, ReconnectMyHeartPodcast.com. And I want to thank each and every one of y'all who are tuning in. And thank you, thank you, thank you for your continued prayers and support. Now, I want to tell everyone that's on here that may be a mother, Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. I'm not going to hold y'all long. I wanted to make sure that I acknowledge Mother's Day today. Now, this is a quote-unquote part one. And I want to make sure I give this disclaimer because I know there are times I may share some things and some people may feel like, well, you know, it goes both ways. Yeah, there are some things that does go both ways pertaining to it can apply to a young lady as well as a guy or vice versa. But for today, I want to talk to and about the females. Now, there may be some guys that may be listening, thank God for you, but I want you to know this is pertaining to mothers. This is pertaining to mothers. So just like how on Mother's Day, I like to talk about the mothers, the females, but also when it comes down to Father's Day, then that's when I'll discuss men. So by all means, I want each one of y'all to understand that yes, there may be some single fathers that are holding down the fork. There may be some single fathers. They may be doing it all by themselves. But that's for Father's Day. So when it comes down to today being Mother's Day, I want to speak to the women. And so when Father's Day comes, there may be some single mothers that may have done it by themselves and all that. I understand that. But this is the day that we discuss and talk and encourage you. But when it comes down to Father's Day, then that's when we're going to talk to the males. So I like to make sure that I put that disclaimer out there because I like to be specific and also even pertaining to the Word of God, even with our prayers. God wants us to be specific, not no generality or dancing around. Those that know me, I like to deal with the specific issue. So, like I said, I wanted to make sure that I put that disclaimer out there. Excuse me. Right when we would get ready to get on the air, I took a jug of water, took it to the head, and kind of got a little choked. So, excuse me. But, like I said, I thank God for the mothers. And we're not just talking about the mothers that are married. Oftentimes, when it comes down to Mother's Day, a lot of times we think about maybe the mothers of the church or the mothers who being honored, not just by their kids, but even by their husbands. A lot of time it's that neighborhood mother that is a mother to all within the neighborhood, and she's taking care of her husband, her kids, as well as the neighborhood kids. But we also want to acknowledge that single mother who may have done it with little to no assistance of the father. I want to encourage that mother who may have, first of all, even the mothers that have had assistance, even the mothers who have had the fathers, thank God for you and thank you. You are important. The mothers are important. And one of the things we always talk about, I always heard this growing up, if you ever want to go somewhere to eat, go to a woman house who have many kids. There's always something. And sometimes growing up, being able to see that mother who may not have had a whole lot, but she knows how to use what she has to make it multiply. It's, to me, I've always said, you know, some of those mothers, they must have lived in biblical time. They must have assisted Jesus for him to feed, you know, two pieces of fish and five loaves of bread. With that, it must have been during biblical time where they assisted him for them to be able to make use what they had and made it multiply. Now, of course, I was being sarcastic, but a mother, if you think about it, it's not a guarantee that that person that impregnated that young lady will stay there. But sometimes in the midst of the shock of being pregnant, she tells the father, there are times where she may have a man that step up, be there, take her to the doctor's appointment, make sure she fed, make sure she get her rest, make sure she try to stay stress-free. But then there are others that as soon as she tell that guy she's pregnant, he's gone. I watch Paternity Court. I watch that a lot. And oftentimes there's discussion of, is that guy the father for certain? And I see a lot of the episodes where the mother has to do what she has to do to take care of that child. And oftentimes, even with that mother having to do it on her own, sometimes we were talking about it in church today, being thankful that, hey, mom had us. Mom could have gotten rid of us. Mom could have put us up for adoption. And it's nothing against those who had put their children either up for adoption or had someone to take care of their child. I know there are some that are out there. I know some personally who knew that they were limited in them being able to provide for their child. So what they did, they were able to give their child a better quality of life with someone else. Commend them. And also, matter of fact, there's someone that I do want to acknowledge while I'm thinking about it. I'm going to make sure that she gets this, and I want to speak to her specifically. I'm gonna say who she is. Nobody may know her, but I know who she is, and I want her to know. Miss Bernita, I thank you. I thank you for who you are, and I thank you for what you have done throughout the years. You may not have had the assistance. You may have had some resistance, but I thank you for your perseverance. And I thank you for the love that you have for your children. Those are your children. That's your son. So I want to thank you for the love, for your undying love, and your protection you have given to your son. I want to give that disclaimer. I wanted to say that right now. And so the mothers oftentimes, like I said, they do what they have to do. And they had choices. They had options. But they chose to take that challenge, even if it was for them to be able to live a discomfortable life, to try to make their child have a comfortable life. The mothers that they were saying, mama's baby, papa's maybe. There were times where, I was reading an article, and there was a musician where it was a biracial, the baby was going to be biracial, and during the time where it was very difficult, very hard, even interracial babies, they had a hard. And her being a white young lady, knowing that she was going to have different challenges and her baby may have some challenges, and they told her to abort the child, but she didn't do it. Now, Her son is one of the great gospel entertainers. And I thank God that those mothers didn't listen to the naysayers. Yeah, they have options. And if you look at it, sometimes we tell people what they ought to do, and we tell them advice that we wouldn't do ourselves. We would tell them, well, you know, you might just need to just get rid of that child. But when it comes down to our own, we wouldn't get rid of them. And so, like I said, I thank God for those mothers who took care of their child and their husband. But also, I thank God for those mothers who were single, who had little to no assistance. Now, they may not have had assistance from the father, but they had some type of assistance from others. They were able to know where to go to get some help. And I thank God for them. You know, I remember growing up, I didn't spend a whole lot of time with my grandmother in Mississippi. She was my mom's mother. But the time we would go down there, I remember she would sing, she would hum, the Lord would make a way somehow. You know, I would hear her singing these songs, you know, and we come from a big family. And so I was like one of many grandkids. I was one of the younger ones, you know. And so being able to see her, and she was a single mother. She had 11 kids, 3 girls and 8 boys. And when my uncle, my baby uncle, was maybe 4 years old, I believe it was 4 or 3, that's when my grandfather was killed. So she had these young, she called them chaps. She had these young chaps, these children's. You know, she had all these kids as a single mother. But no matter what she faced, she still believed that God was going to provide. So I thank God for them. I thank God for her. And that's my grandmother, but I know there are many other young ladies that's out there, you know, and I can't say I know how I feel. No, I'm a man. I'm a guy. I don't know what childbirth feels like. Now, even for me to be able to see my son when he was born, you know, that was an experience. I was like, wow, you know, that was an experience that I will never forget. And so just thinking about and I'm gonna say it like this, maybe a little biased, but we as men, something that causes that much pain, we don't want to deal with it. But when the mother going through these different mood swings and disfigurements of her own body, you know, trying to get some rest and being kicked, eating for two, and eventually, when it comes down to them labor pains, and as soon as she gives birth to that baby, she's all so overjoyed, and she said it was well worth it. I'm going to say it as a man. I'm like, oh, no. Anything that caused me that much pain, I don't want to see it no more. Look, if it once it passed out my system, that's it. May God watch between me and thee while we after one from another. I don't want to see it. I don't want to deal with it. God knew who to allow to have children and who to make, to provide, to protect. You know, so I thank God, you know, and I'm saying this because, hey, I'm looking at it from a man's standpoint. But God knew what he was doing when he allowed a young lady to be able to bring life. And that just shows how a lady, when we as men give things to a woman, she can make it multiply. You know, we as men, we give a woman a seed, she give us a baby. We give her a little money, she makes grocery. But also, when we give a young lady love, she give us peace. She bring those things to the table. And so even with your sacrifice that you've made, thank you for watching out. Thank you for helping us. Thank you for giving birth to our children. And so with that, I want to thank God for my own mother. Happy Mother's Day. Matter of fact, she's going to be watching this. I didn't get a chance to say it in church today, but I remember it when my cousin was speaking, and she was talking about how her mom was, you know, praying for God to help her when she was growing up. And it made me think of a story when I remember one time my mom was in the kitchen. It was my mother, my sister in front of my mother, and then I was on the other side of my sister. So my sister was in between my mother and I. And so something happened, and my mom got so upset with me, so upset. She couldn't put her hands on anything. She grabbed my sister and threw my sister on top of me, and my sister was a teenager. My mama was strong. And I thought about that, and I started laughing. So just in case those who saw me at church kind of giggled a little bit, and it seemed like I was talking to myself, I was thinking about that. But I saw that we were trying to, you know, we were kind of rushed for time, so I decided not to bring that story up in church, but I said I'd bring it up on the podcast. So here it is. And so I thank God for my mom. I even thought also I thank God for my son's mother. I have a son, and I thank God that actually he'll be graduating in 2 more weeks. And I thank God that, you know, I have a son, and, you know, I can just imagine, you know, we as guys, we don't really, well, I put it like this. We see things differently but pertains to a father and a son. Excuse me, I'm sorry, a father and a mother, you know. And so I just thank God that God has allowed me to be able to be a father. But this being Mother's Day, I want to encourage those mothers who may feel like, you know, their child not paying attention. Number one, they are. You just keep praying for them. You just continue to be consistent. Matter of fact, I found out this excuse me. Just like when you lose weight, oftentimes they tell you to continue to exercise and stuff, and you may try to lose the weight on your stomach or on your hips. And when you don't see the change, you get frustrated and you stop. But you're looking at your hips or you're looking at your stomach, and when you don't see change on your hips or on your stomach, you want to stop. But I want to encourage you to keep on doing it, keep on exercising, because the first sign of you losing weight or gaining weight is not in your body, it's on your face. So what you have to do is continue to exercise, continue to be consistent, but move your focus off of the areas you're trying to target and look at your face. Look at your face. And so whatever you feel like maybe going on with your child, look at their face. Don't look at the behavior. Don't look at it. No, you look at their face. Look at their face, because God is going to encourage you to remind you of why you're doing it. God is going to encourage you in spite of what may have transpired in the past. You continue to be on your face before the Lord. And continue to look at their face. Lay before the Lord. Continue to pray. Don't feel like your prayers are being wasted. Even if the prayers that you may be giving to your child, it ain't wasted. But no matter what, those prayers are helping you. So it's twofold. Now, if that child responds in obedience to God, amen. But if they don't, you will. God will comfort you. God will encourage you. And that's what I want to encourage you with, the prayers of God. And also, I want you, for those who parents who have been working, who've been toiling and laboring, I want to say thank you. Like I said, you love your children. To the mothers, you love your children. And you may be doing all that you can, and in a way where you feel like, you know what, am I being noticed? I want to encourage you, for those who feel like, you know, their prayers are in vain, or, you know, they're not getting acknowledged. You continue to pray, and also you continue to be who God has you to be. Don't be discouraged because you may not get a pat on the back from your children. That doesn't mean that they're in the right. No. But you continue to hold them up before God. But also, I would encourage you, don't let nobody kill you either. When I say kill, don't let them stress you. You live. I want to speak life to you. I want to encourage you. I know there are a lot of times, and of course, me working at Loose Theric, I see a lot of stuff, and that's why I share a lot of stuff with you all, the public. I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes report. And so to the mothers, I want to encourage you, because oftentimes when I go to work, it's the mothers. If there is a line of 1,000 people, over 70% are the mothers. Is either the mothers or the boyfriend, excuse me, the mothers or the children's mother. But it's the women that's out there. It's the mother or the children's mother that's out there. So I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all that you do and all that you are. And also, I want you to know that please, please, please know that you matter. Your prayers matter. But just as much as you give to others, we want you to give back to yourself. And just in case those who may be watching, who parents or who mother is not physically with us, I want you to know we're praying for you. There are some that may be watching right now that had just, you know, buried their mom a couple of days ago. And this may be the first Mother's Day without them. I want you to know that we're holding you up before God right now. You know, nobody knows what they're going through. And even for those who may be grieving, I tell people, the best thing you can do for those who are grieving, not only pray for them, but sometimes your presence is enough. Because you can't say anything that may change the course of anything. But your prayer, you can do something instead of say something. And of course, sometimes some people, they mean well, but they say the wrong thing. But I want to encourage you that we love you. We're here for you. Even if you want to talk, even if you feel like, you know, you just want to just babble, it's okay. Look, that was your mother. That was your mother. So please don't feel that I don't want to be an inconvenience. No, be an inconvenience, because we're concerned about you. We're concerned about you. We care about you. And also, there are the mothers that are disconnected from their child. For a variety of reasons. There are mothers that are grieving where they have lost their child, or even their child may be in another city, in another state, or they may be locked up. Whatever the reason mothers are going through right now, we are praying for you. And that's what we need to do. We need to pray. We need to be available and accessible for those mothers who have something on their heart they just want to get off their chest. That's why we're here. We're here because, number one, we love you. We care about you. And so I want today be a day where you are acknowledged. I want you to know that your prayers are being remembered, are being restored right now. I want you to know that, yes, God has seen your tears, and he promised to wipe every tear from your eyes. But I want you to take care of that young lady that's in your mirror. For so long, you have lived for others, and now it's time for you to live for yourself. There may be some up-and-coming mothers that's about to be empty nesters, invested their life in their children, but they have forgotten about who they are. They have forgotten about themselves. They have helped their children find their purpose while they're losing their identity. I want to encourage that mother. Please, please, don't forget about the relationship with God, but also that relationship with yourself. Don't forget about that. Take yourself as important also. You've done your job. But also, I want to encourage that mother that may be watching, You're not responsible. You did your part as a mother. But if your child turns to a way that is not right, don't blame yourself for grown folks' decisions. I want you to evaluate all the contributions that you have given. And when you have given all that you could, the rest of it is on them. I want you to be proud of that young lady who's in your mirror. I want you to be proud of that mother that you have tried to be for your children. You've done what you could. And if you have some, keep it real, if you have some ungrateful kids, look here, don't you beat yourself up. Don't you feel no guilt trip. The devil is a lie. I know that there are some kids that would be manipulative. I dealt with some. I dealt with one yesterday. But I want to encourage you as the mother. I want you to be rehabilitated. I want you to be recuperating. I want you to recover from the toll, from the work, from the sweat of everything you have contributed. But I want you to continue to do like the mothers of old. Pray. Sing songs of Zion. Sing songs that's going to encourage and minister to your heart. So I thank you for all that you've done. And I want you to know, just in case, as a matter of fact, while I'm on here, I'm gonna be looking on here. And as a matter of fact, I wanna look on here, and I wanna read, just in case there's some comments, because I wanna make sure for those who may wanna say something, I wanna read on some of the things. Okay, good. Yes, happy Mother's Day to you. Number one. Rochelle, happy Mother's Day to you. I want you to enjoy yourself. Sorry I didn't get a chance to talk to you today. And also, Miss Robinson, Miss Tanitra, happy Mother's Day to you. This young lady is one of the most fabulous, and I know she's a teacher, and I might be using crazy grammar, but for you, I want you to accept this crazy grammar. This is one of the hardest working mothers, a loving mother, example. I want to thank you. There are many others that are on here. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Miss Emma, thank you for you and the mother and the mother's heart that you've had for years. I've seen, matter of fact, y'all, Miss Emma Hammond, Miss Tanitra, I've seen y'all, and Miss Rochelle, I've seen y'all motherhood in action. And I want to thank you all individually and collectively. You all have done a fantastic job. I appreciate y'all. I appreciate y'all. Just like I said, y'all might not have gotten the recognition that you all deserve, but I thank y'all for y'all consistency. So, just in case someone who may be feeling kind of low, whatever, please start taking care of yourself. I recommend, just in case if you want to find something to do, hey, treat yourself to a massage. Go get a professional massage. You know, go to the chiropractor. Also, get a foot detoxing. There's someone I recommend, one of my classmates, Deitra Matlock. Look here, I will be seeing you soon. I would encourage, please, 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 take care of your temple. When you take care of your temple, you'll take care of your mind, you take care of your body, you take care of your soul. Take care of YOU. And like I said, also, don't you forget about you. Don't, especially to grown children, don't put so much stock where you forget to invest in yourself. You know, I know a lot of mothers. They'll break their neck for their children to do everything they can to be their safety net. But when they down, it's like the whole world stops because they have been depended upon by so many people. But while you're doing that for people, you're failing in taking care of yourself. We don't want you to not take care of yourself. We need you to take care of yourself. because you're no good for others if you're not good to yourself and for yourself. So we want to encourage you, please, 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 take care of while you. And so with that being said, I want to thank each and every one of y'all who are tuning in. And what we're going to do, we're going to be praying right now. We're going to go into God. We're going to go into prayer right now. We're going to hold up each and every mother that may be watching or listening. We're going to ask that God come in and minister to them right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, God, for the love that they have even towards their children, and not just their biological children, not just the children that they're related to by blood, but even the children they're related to by love. I thank you, Lord, even for the surrogate mothers, God. I thank you, Lord, even for the godmothers. Lord, I thank you, God, and we thank you, Lord, for the mothers as a whole. Continue, God, to encourage their heart, encourage their mind, God. Comfort them right now, God, in their time of hurt, in their time of being alone right now. God, I ask, Lord, to continue to give them strength right now in the name of Jesus. God, we speaking, God, for those who may be grieving right now, God. God, comfort their heart, God. Be with them right now, God, and help them, God, to reflect on the good times, God. Help them, God, to reflect on their memories right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm speaking right now, God, even that you encourage those right now, God, whose child may be locked up or child that may be somewhere off right now, God. Speaking right now, God, that you comfort them and help them to keep their trust in you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We bind everything the devil stands for. We cancel the devil's assignment right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you right now, God, even for the up and coming empty nesters, God. Continue, God, to minister to them, God, and comfort them right now, God. Remove every worry in God, every anxiety right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the help, God, that you have allowed them to be to us, God, as the family, God, as men right now, God, even as the children right now, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done, but most importantly, everything that you are. In Jesus' name we pray, we say amen, amen, amen. I thank y'all for tuning in, and I hope and pray that there's something that was said, even for this special episode. I thank you all, mothers, and know that you matter. And so, like I said, to the females, I want y'all to understand, for those who may not be mothers, I want you to please, please, please understand that becoming a mother is serious. So make sure that you're ready for motherhood. And that means that don't participate in any activities that will cause you to become a mother beforehand, before time. I want to encourage you right now. Those who may not be mothers, those teenagers or whoever they may be watching who may not be mothers, I want to encourage you right now. This is the time for you to invest in yourself without interruptions. I want to encourage you. Please, please, please understand when it comes down to being pregnant, this is to the young ladies. Come down to being pregnant by a guy is not a guarantee he going to stay or help you. But also, being a mother, that's a 25-hour-a-day job, 8 days a week, 366 days out of the year, no days off, no leave without pay, no leave with pay, no compensation time, It's all on the job training. And I'm going to tell you something. If you're not ready, make sure that you stay busy in the business and the task that God has for you to be in. Now, if you are ready, that means you got somebody that's going to love you enough to put a ring on your finger. I'm going to keep it real. Somebody that love you enough, put a ring right here. And then also, someone that's going to show you, hey, I can take care, I can afford. You got to be able to afford taking care of a child. And when I had my son, look here, yeah, we had insurance. And He was in a hospital for many days, as well as your mom. And just what we paid, look here, that ain't nothing compared to how much it'll cost now. So, hey, you make sure you got to understand it costs. But like I said, young ladies, you take care of your education. First of all, your spiritual education. And then your secular education. And then your education about YOU. And don't let some guy blow your mind trying to blow your panties. All that, look here, that can be a distraction. You stay focused. You stay focused. And also when the time comes, when the man say to you, will you be my wife? Make sure. Not just you do your homework, because you might be going by your feelings. Let your family get involved. Let some people check them out, and you listen to what they tell you. People that love you. People that see from a distance what's going on. See this person. Look. See this person. If he bring it to the table with something. If he come to the table with something. So I know that might be too much for some people, but I'm going to say this, and I mean this with all my heart. I don't care. I don't care. I'm going to tell you how it is. I'd rather for you to hate me for telling the truth than to love me for keeping my mouth silent. I'm tired of seeing babies having babies. I'm tired of it. And right now, we need to educate our children. And so with that being said, I thank God for everything you've done. I thank God for everything he's going to do. Most importantly, I thank God for who he is. And I thank the mothers. Happy Mother's Day. I hope and pray that you continue to live a long, prosperous, healthy life. And know that there's nothing too hard for God. So thank you for listening to Reconnect My Heart podcast. God bless you. And good night. Peace out.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, more time online, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. But LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, our U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.